Simin Kuf Bey Dalid, Sif Gimel through Ches. At least, Bezo Hashem. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, the Chiv of Prisha Samach Leves, Vemezvar, Mamurim, Begdoilav, Begitanish, Leagidim, Eanurim, Levi, Simonim, Ein Tzarech, Lefrish Samach Leves, Tokos Manch, Lekavos, Gimel Pam. The halach is by Ektana, that there is no Chiv of Prisha Samach Leves, and even though it says, Ein Tzarech, Lefrish Samach Leves, the Achrenim, the Shach and the Taz, they understand that means even Meshach Vesta, there's no Chiyah Prisha. However, as the Pesach Juba brings down over here, there's a Machlekes Achrenim as to at what point she does start to have to be in Chayshish. It's a Machlekes between the Shach and the Taz, in Simen Kuf Pei Tes. In the Das of the Taz is that as long as she sees three times, then she's already Kavua that she's seeing, even though she hasn't been Kaveh anything. She's kavua that she's seeing, and therefore she now has to be choishish. However, according to the Shach, she does not have to be choishish until she's kriveya a vest three times. Now, what does this mean? Does this mean that a woman who's 20 years old, if she's a tinerkish, she started seeing at 10 years old. She sees once, she sees twice, she sees three times, but she hasn't been kriveya a vest. She doesn't have to be choishish. Four times, five times, six times. At what point does she have to be choishish now? She's 20 years old and she's seeing. She also doesn't have to be choishish anymore. So it is kedai to be mitzayin that there is a shita sarazo that we hope to see beis Hashem. I'm sure it's kashur to daf samach dalet. But he says that in a chanami, a woman does not. We saw the Gemara. The Gemara really says it's also Mishnah on samach gimel beis that a woman that sees tezvav, and then she switches to chaf, she has to be choishish for tezvav and chaf. It's mashma only once she had a vest kavua and then went off of the vest kavua. Then she has to be choishish for ena kavua. But stamazai to be choishish for ena kavua, she's not choishish for ena kavua. If you look, there's very interesting ravid, Balamar, at the end, in Shar Tikkun Avestis, Ois Tezvav, he says, Ani oimer matzanu kviyas avestis al sheva asur drachim. We found 17 different types of vestis. Just in case you thought that you might not have a vest kavua, says Balamar, you have 17 different types of vestis. And he counts them all, and at the end he says, Mistavra she'ein lalacha shela achra she lemuda or me'ein she lemuda. Mistavra she only has to be choishish once she's kriveh avest ve'ein lanu al kalash mishnah seinu. Like the Mishnah says, ha'ik lemuda liris yim chamisha asar v'shinsa liyay mestrim. Only after she shinsa, then she has to be choishish for ena kavua. Avutchilas havest she'ein lemuda adayin lo yinira lanu she'ish lalacha shkolikir. Before a woman is kriveh avest, she doesn't have to be choishish for avest she'ena kavua b'chlal. Sheim bosa latina kolach shoshe shikoivas vespen ata machala behevel yomel. Says you're going to be making choshes for 17 different vestas. She's going to be choshes every single day. She's going to be choshes for vestas. Which we know this is what happens sometimes. A woman sees, especially, we'll see that there's such a lacha. According to the Beis Meir, if a woman has a vest orach and then she has a vest kotzer, she saw 29 and then she saw 23. She hasn't been oiker at 29. So a woman sees 29 and 28. She has to be choshish for 28, 29, 30, 31. She has to be choshish for who knows how many days, plus the Urz Ruah, plus the Placey. She's going to be choshish for like 72, 8, 90 hours. I don't know how many hours. She's going to be choshish for 84 hours. Behemshech, because she's going to be choshish for all the different vestas. Is that the same thing over here? Is this what Shach means to say over here? That in a chanami, a ketana, who hasn't been kaveya avet, so she never has to be choshish till she's kaveya, she's 20 years old and she hasn't been kaveya, she doesn't be choshish. So if you look at the Nekudas HaKes over there, it's clear that he only means when she's the ketana. Dainu calls man, she's a ketana, so every riyah that she sees is mikro. The only way that you can mafkiya that it's not mikro is if she sees three in a row and she's kaveya. Then you can say it's not mikro. But aside from that, everything is considered mikro. Now, Lalach l'maisa, we paskin, not like the Shach, we paskin like the Taz. The Chavos Das brings down, the Pesach Tshuva brings down the Taz that way. It sounds like that. So he's going, Chavos Das, Hiskim l'das, the Sidra Teren, the Chavos Das paskin like the Taz. That as long as she sees three times, then she's ready choshish. Now what does this have to do with us? L'chara, most women, bizmanenu, get married way after they're seeing, way after the teenagers. They're already 20 years old. It has to do with the last four words, that the five words that the Mechaber says, Hu adin lezkeinu shenistal b'domel. That when a woman becomes a zkeinu, dahinu, she gets to the age, which the Gemara says, they call her grandma and she wouldn't be embarrassed. It's hard to know exactly where that is. But at the point where it's already a point that she's not embarrassed in the fact that she's getting older, if she goes for 90 days without seeing, then she's already considered Zkeina Misulekes, and she doesn't have to be Choshish anymore. Now what sometimes happens is that it peters out. She won't see for a while, and then she'll see again. What's the din by those vessels? She has to be choishish or not? So the halacha is that she does not have to be choishish until she sees three times. If she went 90 days after the age of whatever it is, 52, if that's when it is zakenu, we'll have to see when we get up to it, Beis Hashem. We'll get to kuf betes halachas. When she gets to that age and she went 90 days, she didn't see, then she was already, she's considered mitzulekha, she's considered a zakenu. And even if she sees again, she's not going to have to be choishish. Let's say she sees three times, then we pass an halacha lamaisa like the taz, she's still going to have to be choishish again. However, even though she hasn't been kaveya of es kavua, she's going to have to be choishish. According to the Shach, once she went 90 days at that point, until she's kaveya of es kavua, which bizmanenu probably she will never be, and she won't have to be choishish. However, we pass lamaisa like the taz, and therefore, as soon as she sees three times, and the Shem Levi says, Mustavar time, when she's seeing, so then it's not a mikra anymore. Once she already saw three times, it's already hard to say it's a mikra. But Fap is manenu, that women even in their prime don't have a ves kavua. Certainly it's not a raya that it's a mikra, the fact she doesn't have a ves kavua. That's Sif Gimu. Sif Dalet, Mugila Liris Bane Tzachama, Velekim Lan Shakri, Kredim Bane Tzachama, Achrov, Eina Sur Ela B'yayim. The halacha is, the Rosh brings down from the Ravid, that if a woman is mistopic, whether or not she saw, she knows right now she got her ves. But she doesn't know right now when is Netzach Hama. She doesn't know if it's before Netzach Hama, is after Netzach Hama. She doesn't remember. And Mela, it could be she even looked at her watch, but she afterwards, she doesn't remember. What is the halacha? Says the Mechaber, she's Ein Asur Ela B'Yom. The reason why she's only Asur by the day, she's not also Asur by the night, which is the time that is the suffix whether or not it started. The Shaila is, why? Why is she us in the second one and not the first one? Says the Rosh, since it's Safik Darabana Lakula, so she's only us in the second one, not the first one. What does that mean, since it's Safik Darabana Lakula? Safik Darabana Lakula, there's no Kula that's going on over here in Lakhira. She has to be Choshish for one. To say that she's Choshish for the second one as opposed to the first one, why is that a Chash? Why is that Altadin Safik Darabana Lakula? So Gil Marashah brings down from the Crazy Placey, he seems to name on, if you look at the Crazy Placey inside, it's more Mavur. He says that in the Hanami, Safik Darabana Lakula, you don't have to be Choshish for any of them. Each one is a Safik Darabana Lakula. You don't have to be Choshish for either one. B'meila, you don't have to be Purish the first time. Next month comes the night time, you don't have to be Purish. But if you didn't see by the end of the night time, so then it's Megala that last month you must have seen during the day. Because you didn't see now again during at the time that you saw last month. So now it's Megala, it's Machriach from the fact that I wasn't Purish because Safik Darabana Lakula. I don't have to be Purish. Comes the second Aino, then I already see. How did I pass by the first Aino without seeing? It must be that last time I saw during the second Aino, and that's why I didn't see at night. I only saw during the day, and that's why this time I passed by the night without seeing. Therefore, you have to be same upon the. So the Safik Darabana Lakula, Lakhira, tells you that I don't have to be Choshish at all, and once the next month, once I pass by the first time and I'm not Choshish, then I have to be Choshish for the second time. I don't think that he said that without the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't seem to be saying that. The Rosh says, you go bust at the time that you're Vade Tame. He doesn't say this word of the... What's that? Maybe, but ultimately it could be. It could be. The Shaila is, what did I have to be Choshish for? Do I have to be Choshish now, at this point, that I passed by the night, and I want to say I don't have to be choshish for the day. We say no, from the fact that you didn't see last time, you have to be choshish for the day. By next month, if you taka didn't see night or day, and the chalam is the vashen kavoy, you're accurate anyhow. Say lechur. The Taz says an interesting word. He says that kivim b'yoyim akolpanim tmei hi talinim tchilas akolkol agamkein b'yoyim. Since b'yoyim is tmeo, so we're tula the tchilas akolkol agamkein b'yoyim. Sounds like a tilanak akol v'mukukovar. The truth is, if you look at the Chassam Sofer, that's how the Chassam Sofer says it. He says in a Chanami that be'etzem, we would say it's madama teshnei nashim shalav shu cholak achas. He says you have two oinos over here. You want to say that you don't have to be choshish for either one? We know for sure one of them is aser. So which one should we do? Tilanak akol v'mukukol. We know that the second one is tamei, so we'll be telling you. Also in the Rosh, I'm not sure if he's saying that that's the Nekuda, is that we're Toila, that the Haskalah was then. We're saying, since we know Vade that it's then, so then we're going to be Choshish. I would have thought that the Pashas of the Rosh means to say that since you have a Suffolk, did it start during the night or did it start during the day? So Be'etam I would say Savay Darabana Lakula, and therefore you don't have to be Choshish for either one. However, you can't say that because it's Ischazik Yisur. You know for sure one of them is Asur. And Bechla, we know there's a famous Ran in Psochim. It says when a geit has seba, the Gemara is declaring that seba. Do you have to be, or is the seba ma'akir by the first case, two cases, or the last two cases? So the Gemara comes out, Lechumra, then Rechoshish, and Rechoshish for all four cases, that it's Makif. In fact, Iran, Lechura, we should say, Safi Dabran Lekula, Dinah Seif is only Dinah Rabbanan. It's not Makif by any of them, you should say. Because we don't know which one it is. Each one is a Safi Dabran Lekula. Zakhtar, you don't say Safi Dabran Lekula if you're going to be Oikid and Tara Tekonas Chachamim. Male over here, you're going to be Oikid and Tara Tekonas Chachamim. Therefore, the whole din of Vestis by you is going to be in a Zakir. Then Lechura, we're not going to be able to do it. We have to be Choshish at least for one time. So to say that you're not chayshish for both of them at all, you can't do that. You have to be chayshish for one of them. So the shaila is which one? Is there any tzad to say that it's one more than the next? No, l'chur not. On that, the Rosh says, mitzad achar, I'll be machriya. Which one of the two? To say that you should be chayshish for both of them, it doesn't make sense. Safi Dabran Lekula, we're not going to be chayshish for both. You should be chayshish for neither. But you can't not be chayshish for neither. So which one you'll be chayshish? You'll be chayshish for the one that I know you for sure coming. That's the one. It makes sense if we need to that you should be purged during one. It makes sense that you should be purged at least during the one that you're for sure usher. Then the one we have a suffix. In suffix might be devade, and that's the one you have to be choishish for. Lechura, this whole din is a raya mepureshes, not like the Chassam Sofer and the Rebbe Yehuda, no shitas that hold that the Prisha Samach Leves is a din d'oraisa. If the Prisha Samach Leves is a din d'oraisa, what's the whole hak of the Rosh saying? Is a din d'rabbanan? You go to kulan mechaber passes way la'alocha. The priest of Samuel Vest is the truth is Chassam Sofer is Mesiachas to this. He wants to say, he says, I'll be the Ra'ah. He says the Ra'ah holds that after the Vest is the Ra'isam, before the Vest is there is the Rabbanim. So he says over here, we see that after the Vest is more common than before the Vest. So he says over here, if you have a, you saw Mamash by Netzachama, should be purged before and afterwards, better to be purged afterwards, like the Ra'ah, than to be purged beforehand. But the way that he's Masber, the Chor is not the way that Chassam Sofer himself goes. Chassam Sofer himself says that the beforehand is more Chomer. Al Safi Dereis al Chomer. I don't know how it would play out, Lamais of this halacha, according to the way that he learns. Now, where is this Negea? This halacha al Chor is very Negea in two different places. We hope it's not so Negea in one of them, but in one of them it can be very Negea. A woman wakes up in the morning, this is not so uncommon at all. A woman wakes up in the morning, she finds that she got her vest. When does she chayshish for? From during the day or during the night? So halacha is bepashtes alpi hamavur b'sufzeh that in a chanami she should be chayshish for the day. She says safi did it start during the night? Did it start during the day? Tell on a kolkol b'mekulkul or you go bust them a time that you know for sure that you're aser and you have to go during the day. Now it's even a bigger, it's even more pashut here. The Bach brings down that be'etzem in this halacha, even though the mechaber paskins that you only go bust the second one, the shittas that hold that you should go bust both of them. You're not serving both of them because you have a safi which one it started in. Over here, that's because in that case, you have a suffix right now, b'shasa when it started, is it night, is it day? She saw mamash b'ayin etzacham, I don't know when it is. But in this lady, she saw only in the morning. She woke up in the morning at 7 o'clock. Even she woke up at the shkia and etzacham at 6:29. And it's only half an hour difference. So when did it start? She doesn't know when it started. But l'maisa, she found that she knows borrowed the briris at the time that she found it during the day. It's much more pashut. Then we go buser the shas of the Metzias HaKesem, and in Echran we go buser the day. The only time that we were not is in a case where there's enough dam that she knows that it wouldn't have come in half an hour. She wakes up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and she knows that she soaked the pads, that there's no way that it started, that she got that amount of dam from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. Then in Echran, that's Moichiach, that it started beforehand, and you'd go buser the night, you wouldn't go buser the day. In general, you go bust the flow. So even if it starts dripping beforehand and then it flows out afterwards, you go bust when the flow starts, not when the drip starts. We'll see. Ramesh has a sheet about that. But best me go bust when the flow starts. If you could see that zikr, this amount wouldn't have come out by the time you woke up, go bust the night. If not, during the day. Now, it does make sense in such a case, even for somebody that's not machmir like the Arzurah, says the Shach, in this case, l'chiro, where someone has a suffix, if it starts during the night, during the day, it would be l'chiro, Bimokrim to be choshish for the Zerua, even if generally not choshish for the Zerua, in this case Lechura, there would definitely be mokrim to be choshish for the Zerua.
She always sees a night.
She always sees a night. So what happens if last time, let's say she has a vest, last time she saw a night, and this time she woke up in the morning and she saw during the day. Last night was her vest. And she woke up and she saw that she got her vest. The chur, if it's a vest shayna kavua, I would say you go bust it during the day. Especially because you haven't been kavay anything. The only shayla is, what would be if you have a vest kavua? You mamash have a vest kavua for the night, and you woke up the following morning, you didn't see before you went to sleep, because the following morning you saw you got it. What would be in that case? Would you say, go bust in the night during the day? I was mustapik, and it's all afterwards, the chutshani is mustapik in the shayla. That I didn't have hachra, what would be? L'chur, you could hear that in the chlam, you'd go bust you would go baser the night in that case, to be choishish, because once you already had the kviyas, you'd go baser the night. If it ever happens, tasa shil saham. Not so common. That's the first shot, that's the first halachic nafkamina which would come out of the sif, which is pretty negeah. The second one we hope is not so negeah. And that is, what happens if a woman loses her calendar? She forgets. She doesn't remember what happens. She doesn't remember when she saw last time. Now what happens, she saw on Shabbos. She couldn't write it down, whatever it is. She saw while she was out. She saw, she forgot. She came home. She was going to take care of it. She didn't take care of it. And what, you know what happens. Once you miss the first day, you forget about it. The next thing you know, it's 3.5 weeks later. Oh, Shrek, when did I see last time? What's that flow? B'chlau, ain't been in this. Yom HaChodesh, no idea. Can't remember. Can't remember. And rack your brain, can't remember. We like to keep the things hopping. I got a call on Erev Shabbos. Somebody calls, he says, his wife just flew. I don't know if she was on her way to America. She landed in Italy right before Shkiyas HaChama. Kitzer, she had to do bedikah, has to tire. She could not find the bedikah cloth. She couldn't find the bedikah cloth. So she took a tampon and she used it, b'cherin b'zaken, she used it as a bedikah. Okay, see? Didn't see anything on it. 2 minutes before Shkia, she finds the bedikah cloth. Baruch Hashem. She calls her husband and says, do moichdachuk. She does the moichdachuk and she leaves it inside, after Shkia. Afterwards, she looks at it and throws it in the garbage can. Calls her husband afterwards. Sometime later, speaks to him. She cannot remember for the life of her what was on the bedikah. On the moich. She can't remember. She doesn't remember if it was good and she threw it out, or if it was bad and she threw it out. What do you do in such a case? She just landed. She busted. She was mamish in Italy. She just landed. Having a borshki. Lachutz like crazy. She can't remember. She can't remember. What do you do? So what do you do if you lose your vestas? What do you do? This was the case. Mamish.
She made a
chazus
tire.
She made a chazus tire. Very good. We'll have to see. We'll have to see what din a meich dachik has. Is a meich dachik is really a hemshech of the chazus tire? We'll have to see. We get to kufsa divav. Be'ezah Hashem is bar. This is going to be one of the questions on the page. I can't give you the answer, right? So what happens? A woman loses her calendar. She didn't lose her calendar. She forgot to write it down. What happens? What is she supposed to do in such a case? So the Chavetz Chaim on actually in Sif Beis, when he's talking about Vesta Mavucha, when he's being chelek on the Noid Bihuda, the Noid Bihuda said a big chiddush. If a woman sees over the course of 7 days, she always sees between the days of 28 and 34. She always sees 28, 33, 29, 32. Always. She never goes past those 7 days. The halacha is, he says, Vesta Mavucha, she has to be choshesh for all 7 days. The Chavetz Chaim is chelek b'tkifus, like we mentioned last time. And he says, no way, you're going to tell me that if your woman sees always within 20 days, she's going to have to be choshesh. Im kein, im ein lo kval, esrim yoyim, chi yagav netzvichesh diya yodem yen ene, kol hachof yoyim, mali al zayim, mali hachof yoyim. Ve'in adas toivol zayim. He says, no way. What's the difference between 7 and 20? You could bring me, where does 7, where does the number 7 come from? There's no difference. 7. So Mimelo, even 20 days. Then he says, what, you brought a raya, he brought a raya. Where did the Neid Yehuda bring a raya from? A woman that never sees within the first 14 days. So she's kavua, she's like a isha sheyesh levest kavua. She never sees until day 26, 14 days after she goes to mikvah. That means up until day 26, from her last vest, she's like isha sheyesh levest. So if you're muchzik that you don't see in certain days, you could be muchzik that you do see in certain days. So he says, no way. He says, Shani hasim dochzika bavadei shalei tir boisin yudalad yamin. Mashen gimini zidan shalei hochzik yamechim boisin zayin yam shatir boi bavadei. In those 14 days she's muchzik, she for sure doesn't see. In these 7 days, she's not muchzik that she sees in one of these 7 days. Then he likes to, he says like this. Vafilu hoya la yoyim echad vest kavua bein oisin ayamim. She has 7 days. And one of those 7 days she has a vest kavua. She doesn't remember which is of the 7 days. It's just kavua. He says, we say there's a din of vessels derabanan. And Mela, she's mutter. Even though she is in one of these 7 days, she knows she has a ves kavua. She's mutter. Why? She's a suffix. Which one of the 7 days? Suffix derabanan, the kulo. The Chavetz Chaim is clear in the Zohar Ma'ariv Asar goes also that since vessels derabanan, Mela, if a woman does not know which day she is her vest, certainly by a vest she ain't a kavua. Even he's saying this even by a vest kavua. By a vest kavua, there are shitas that hold that preacher some of the vest daraisa. By a vest she ain't a kavua, even if some sefer that's choshish for daraisa by vest kavua, by vest she ain't a kavua, he says that it's only derabanan. So we have a lady over here, says the Chavetz Chaim, who was a vest kavua in one of the 7 days. She can't remember for the life of her which one of the 7 days. Is it 28? Is it 32? Is it? She's mutter in all of them. Stop with everyone on the kula. The darker tshuva, he says another reason why you're mutter. Bittul b'raif. You go baser raif. What will a chur be a nafkamina? You don't know which one of the days it is. So in all the days, it's bittul b'raif. What would be a nafkamina if she's masafik in 2 days? There's no bittul b'raif, but stop with everyone on the kula. The chur, that should be a nafkamina. Now it's not so simple, because we see over here in this halacha, we don't say stop with everyone on the kula if you have a suffik by 2 days, two einis. We don't say each one is stop with everyone on the kula. You go baser the second one. So in a case where it's lechera one or two days, it could be that in such a case in a chanami we would go baser the later date. If you have no idea which one it is, let's say if it's 28 or if it's 32, so you don't even know if you were seeing. If it's 28, maybe you weren't even seeing on day 32. You don't know if it's a vaday. In such a case, memela, the according to the Chavas Das, it's not clear if you have 2 days. Why didn't he say? Maybe he only said if it's 7 days. If it's 2 days, he's talking to say, I'll feed this din. If some sefer was machmer on this shaila, but if some sefer holds that every priest in some of the vest is a rice, it's not a derabanan. At least if you have a vest kavua. By vest kavua, lachar, you should be maskim also. So, bepashtus, the halacha should be lachar, a woman that does not know which day she saw, then she would. So, there's really two scenarios. She knows which day she saw, but she doesn't know the previous day, so therefore she doesn't know what her flaga is. Then she at least knows what her Yom HaChodesh is, and she knows what her Einabeninus is. She'll have to be Chodesh for those. If she knows the last Riyah, then she at least knows the Yom HaChodesh, she has knows the Einabeninus. Let's say she doesn't know, she knows the last Riyah, but she doesn't remember if it's night or day. So you go back to the second one, that's the Talach Lacher. Before she has a suffix between the two, then you go back to the second one. Lacher, that would also be clear. Now, what would be the case where she doesn't know the last Riyah B'chlal? Or, in other words, this case that she knows the last Riyah, she doesn't know the previous one before that. She just doesn't know our flaga. So she has to be Chodesh for Einabeninus and Yom HaChodesh. In the case where she doesn't know this last time Bechlal, then Lachur, according to these Achorinim, Be'etzim, we would say Safik Derabanan Lekula. But it could be that if it's one of 2 days, we'd say it's Ischazik Yisur between the two. And therefore, she'd have to go bust to the one if there'd be two that are close enough together that she was for sure seeing by the second one, the chur she would have to be machmer for the second one, al pi hamavur kan. Lamaista, each case is different, and therefore, if it happens, one should ask a shaila just to mivar the pratim. But lechura, the meikra didn't we say that it's avidur al kula, unless you have one of two, they would have to go bust the one which is a vadai.
Would the Ran himself
be machmer in all these days? So the question is, in a case where it's a flu case where it's a suffix, it's not, because it's not that this is what halacha is in this case. It's best and there is halacha for this case. It's because you have a suffix, so therefore you know what to do, you go lekula. In the case of where she had a riyah, she knows where the riyah is, she has a din to be perish, she just doesn't know which if it's the night or during the day, then you're going to be, to say you don't have to be chayshish at all, that's being oika this invest. Here there's best and din to be chayshish. You just forgot which is your day to be chayshish. In that case, lechura wouldn't be akira tachanas lechama. Lechura, you have to say that, but that's
do you have to do
jihad? Lachur, if you're mutter, then you're mutter in Gansan, lachur. There are those the person that say that in a chanami, on the days, even if we're going to matter you, to be mishamish any one of the nights, but you should do bidika beforehand. Lachur, it's not off the din of the Unas of Es. It's the din of because you should be mivar as much as you could be mivar, just to make sure you're not seeing since you don't know. But frat, if a woman knows the place you want to be make of, the woman knows when she gets her vest, she feels cramps always beforehand, or she feels something beforehand, then she has what to be semichon, that she's going to feel it. She hasn't felt it yet, and she's allowed to presume that she's not getting her vest. I just want to be mitzayin what the Chacham HaSadim writes. The Chacham HaSadim writes at the end of Hilchos Vestas and Siman Kuf Pei Tes like this. The last sif in Kuf Pei Tes, in Kuf Yud Beis, is the siman that he's talking about. Harayt l'kayim mitzvah prisha kitzikunoi. Somebody that would like to be mekayim the mitzvah of prisha samach levest, the way that he's supposed to. Yizar lichtoiv tomid yoyim haves. Make sure to always write down the Yom HaVest. Even if you have an app, you still should have a hard copy just in case it's Shabbos. Or just in case somebody throws it in the toilet. One of the kids throw the washroom in the toilet and you lose your... You should always have a hard copy at least. I'm not telling you whether you should have it or you shouldn't have the app. That gets into different questions. But if you do, on the tzad that you do, you should also have a hard copy. V'az yuchal achshev yimei vesta ketikunai. That way you'll be able to be machshav yimei ves ketikunai. Kach kibalti me rabbeisai, says the Chochmas Sadim. Vekach isi noig. I don't know his rabbeisai, his, one of his rebbeim was a goyin, one of them I think was Noig Behudo. So he had pretty big rebbeim. He says, Kachi balti merabayse v'kach hayitzi noyeg kol yomai. Says the Chacham Sadan, that's how I was noyeg all my days. Loi inali kol oven baruch Hashem ha-mekadosh amei. Baruch Hashem was never nechshal because I always wrote it down. Therefore, one should also be careful to write it down. And if you're going to check a bedikah and you're not sure if you remember, you should also write down what it says in the, if it was good or it was bad. That's b'maimer muzgar. Now, there's one other halacha which is mavur over here. Im regil liris be'anitza chamo, the Chavos Das, the Sedrutairo, they're medayik that l'chura over here, deloy kechol dine atero, that we say that the day starts by Elois HaShachar and finishes by Tzeisik HaChavim. Over here we say that the day starts by Netzach Hama, the Einus, start by Netzach Hama and finishes by Shkias HaChama. The Chor B'Pashtus, that's even a fi Rabbeinu Tam, that holds that there's two Shkias. However, since we're going Basa the sun, therefore we go Basa the Shkir Rishena when the sun sets, when the sun rises. That's what it's kavua. That way, l'chura, what would be the halacha in the case of a woman that sees during Ben Hashmashah, she doesn't know it's day during the night? Doesn't make a difference. Ben Hashmashah is after Shkias HaChama. B'meila after Shkias HaChama is considered nighttime. That's why the Pesach Tshuva Nemzon, he says when the Shach says that if a woman sees in Megillah Liris Ben Hashmashah, it's like Kimla Nekoyim Lachalayla, it really means Ben before Shkia, Ben Achar Shkia. She doesn't know if it's before Shkia or if it's after Shkia. We go Basar Shkia and Netzach HaChama. Now, I saw brought down from two Heintige Poiskim that they wanted to say that what happens if you're flying, and when you're flying you can see the sun way after, even though if had you been on the ground you wouldn't be able to see the sun, but now that you're flying you're able to see the sun. He says they wanted to tell you that it's still considered daytime because you go bustin when you could see the sun and therefore it's still considered daytime. You could hear that, but l'chur it's a big chiddush, because then there's also going to be a difference of whether or not you're on a tall building or on a low building. You go bustin neitzah nira, you go bustin neitzah. Can you see the sun or not? Can you do that if you're much higher up, you can see the sun for longer than if you're lower down? You can see it depending on what angle it is. What?
Don't
we do that with regard to what? You want to know, are we machmer b'negia? What? Based on, that's, yeah, we go not bust the actual person where they could see it. We don't say in Yerushalayim that if you live in Sinej Merchava, which is low down, so on the bottom, so then in Echad it's going to be that. Mashenken, if you live in Kiryat Uvel, you live, so then it's higher up on the mountain, so then you're going to do that. We do not go bust there the minutes. There is a difference in Netanira, not Netanira. But certainly, we're not going to say that a woman who works on a higher level in her building, she's going to have an extra 5 minutes during the day, even though it was Netzach HaChama for everybody else already, but since you could see that. So what's the difference if you're... So you could say, Bimachalek, there, B'etzem, she's on the ground, she's just higher up, as opposed to somebody that's an airplane, is not. But Derech Klal, with the airplane, we usually go Basar, where it is, where you are, had you been on the ground now, what would be your timing? What would be your... You're going much faster than the people, you're traveling much faster, but kafi, how you would be had you been on the ground, that's where you go basar, seisman kriyashma, seisman tvilo, ukedeme. It's going to be harder to work with that. Where is this halacha yes negea? Let's say a woman is flying during Ernest Avest. So depending on whether or not she's flying from America to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael to America. If you're flying from America to Eretz Yisrael, so then you're losing hours. Your Einas Aves is going to be quite short. Instead of it being what?
A dateline.
A dateline is also is a shayla. But what happens if you? This is more common. slightly. I think somebody over here is Shver goes passes by quite often. But the flying from America to Eretz Yisrael on Yom Aves. So Kumtais, instead of 12 hours, you only have 5 hours. So you have to be mashal the amount of hours afterwards. Shev Levi wanted a tiny, yeah, and Echanami should be mashal the amount of hours afterwards. Now that is a chiddush, and most of the places seem to say lechur not that way. Places when they know they know that you don't have to do that because you go bust the sun at the end of the day. And the ma'isa there's no sun, and therefore you don't have to be chiddush. However, what's going to come out of chumras if you're flying the other way? If you're flying the other way and you have a 19-hour day, so then in Echanami b'pashas the lechur in such a case you'd have to be chiddush for the entire day. Because we're not going to pull out 12 hours, since Lamaisa the entire time the sun is up, we'd reckon that as be the entire Einas Aves, and you'd have to be Choshish for the Einas Aves in that time. What's that? Kimdumani not.
Why is it not
What's that?
Why is it not
The Av Yosef, it could be telling the Av Yosef. The truth is, if you look at the Sidru Torah, wants a taina. He's marach over here when he gets at Shitas Av Yosef, and he says that this whole thing that we say that it's telling in the sunrise, the sunset, that's all not like the Av Yosef. The Av Yosef is clearly going not that way. No matter which way you slice the Av Yosef, no matter what shot you're going to say in him, certainly it's not from sunrise to sunset. It's either from Chatzis to Chatzis, or it's from the time that she sees 12 hours after, the time that she sees 12 hours beforehand. The Ein is never defined by Chatzis to Chatzis, is never defined by Shkiyah to Netzacham to Shkiyah. Even according to the Shach that wants to say that it's the entire sun, the time that the sun's out, but he also says that it's an hour and a half before and an hour and a half after. It's in the winter where all you have is a 9-hour day, then you're going to have to take an hour and a half in the morning from the nighttime, an hour and a half at nighttime from the following day. That's clearly not like the that it goes Basar Netzachama. He says, Lefihim, Vaislis, that the din of Vestas is no different. We don't say that the din of Vestas is different than all the rest of the dinim of the Torah that, and the day is defined by something else. I mean, it's not defined by 6 hours before and the 6 hours afterwards, the 12 hours before and the 12 hours afterwards, but it's not defined by Netzachama Tzu. But we don't pass like the Rav Yosef, and we go Lamais like this, that's totally in sunrise and sunset. That's Sif Dalet. Sif Hey. This is the halacha of the Ravid. The Ravid says that even though you generally have Oinas Avest as 12 hours, it could be that sometimes it'll be a little more than 12 hours. He Gwadda says it's possible to be much longer than 12 hours. But he says in a case where you saw it during the day and it continued into the night for an hour, or you saw it during the night and continued into the day for an hour, then your vest goes from 12 hours to 13 hours. To 14 hours, however many hours into the day that it goes. How do you stop in the middle of Oino? The answer is no, it's just the Hemshech really of the last Oino, and therefore your Oino got a little bit longer than it was before, and instead of being 12 hours, it's going to be 14 hours. Now, the Shach says over here that if you saw right before Netzachama, and it continued until after Netzachama, he says, what's going to be if you're Choshesh for the Arzurua, like he said you should be Choshesh for Arzurua, so then you're going to have to be Choshesh the entire day. The following night, which is where she saw at the end of the night, Netzachama, and the next day for an hour into it. So she has to be, she saw right before Netzachama, so that's part of the night. So she has to do the previous day, the following night, which is the night that she actually saw at the end of that night, plus another hour into the day. So Kumtais, he says, as the Arzarua, he's choshesh for mamish 12 hours before she saw, even though she saw all the way at the end of the night, he's choshesh for the oina beforehand. He's not choshesh for the second after she finished seeing. That Bechlal is not choshesh for. We saw in the Bach, the Ilam was Ma'ir, this, that the Bach seems to learn the Arzurua says that if you saw at the beginning of the day, so you should be choshesh for the Arzurua, the previous Eina. If you saw at the end of the day, you should be choshesh for the end. And not only that, the Shach brought down such a thing from the Aguda. He says the Aguda seems to say that there's an inning to be choshesh. Kosva Aguda, he says, before and then afterwards. Here the Shach doesn't even mention anything about it. Even though you saw mamash at the end of the day and you continue to the next day, he's the only time they tell you to be perished is mamash at the beginning. There was 12 hours before him be perished. Afterwards, did not perish. That lemaisa is the minigar ilam. The minigar ilam is, I think Rav Ozner is maybe Machmer, he says maybe you should be perished a little bit afterwards. He says, Befrat, in a case where you flew from America to Eretz Yisrael and your mamash lost half of the day, you should zikr should be perished. In such a case, you should be perished afterwards. However, Lamais of the Minig Olam is, in all cases, not to be perished after learning the vest. That if you have a vest kavua, maybe there's what to talk about, there's a mocking. But the Pasha Sechar not. Certainly, on the vest in a kavua, once the Oinas Aves passes, then there's no chiyuv prisha. Once again, one should be careful, just practically, not on halachic, not in a shulchan aruch basis, but on not to be a poishea. If she knows that her vest is going to be coming within the next day or two, she's pasha seeing, then she should be careful. She doesn't have to be perish and she doesn't have to do bidik before tashmish. However, she should at least do maybe an external, not to be machnas bechlal, but an external wipe or kinuach just with big day tzivayim, just to see if there's anything that's going on, is always a safe thing to do before, and you shouldn't get into any shadows. Sif vav invest in nimshach beze gimel yom sheshefas mizalefes in a tzvich alifresh el o'ina rishayno ashal avest v'kim shav o'ina v'leras muteres. This is also l'chur similar to the last halacha, however different. The Hainu that the Ravid holds in this case where a woman sees for 3 days in a row, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that all 3 days are considered the Ernest Abbas. The same way if you see during the day and continues into the night, the whole thing is one Oina. So to over here, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is all considered one thing. The Rosh passes is not that way. He says, no, in this case where you see Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you only go bust the first Oina. What's the chilik? What's the chilik? How come when it starts during the day and continues into the night for an hour, you have to be choish for the entire time, as opposed to over here where it starts on Sunday and it goes into Monday, Tuesday, you only have to be choish for the first time? No. So the Shach brings down two terutzim from the Achrenim. The first terutz is from the Bach and the Prish, the Bach, that where the Riyah Rishena, the first case is the case on if Sifhei is a Riyah Meruba. Dainu, the entire thing we look at is one Riyah. It's Riyah Meruba. As opposed to over here, in the Sif Vav, it's not a Riyah Meruba. The Riyah really is at the beginning, and the rest is only Damim Yisirim Yitayis Fuba. It's extra Dam, but the Riyah is not a Riyah Meruba. It's Damim Yisirim, and therefore you go Basar, the Iker, and not the Tafel. The Iker was at the beginning, the rest was just added on Damim Yisirim. Therefore, as long as you pass by the Iker and you didn't see, you don't have to worry that the Damim Yisirim are going to come by themselves. Then he brings down that the preacher says something else. The preacher says it's a difference whether or not it's a Davar Mord or it's a Harbin. If it's a Davar Mord, it's only a little bit from the beginning of the end of the night to the middle, the beginning of the day. Then you have to be Chayesh the entire time. It's the Maruba, then you don't have to be Chayesh the entire time. The Shah says, what's the difference between the two answers? Is there a difference between the two? The Shekel's Ma'ur, he says that L'chero, Tzorachin, L'chalik, Beinayim. They both sound like, if it's a little bit, you go bust the entire thing. If it's a lot, you go bust there. Then you only go bust the beginning. What's the difference between the two answers? So Badei Shulchan wants to taina that the Bach only said his din in a case where she's Shrefas the entire time. Shrefasim is a lefis. That she sees the entire time. In such a case, and she's not stopping in between. If she'd be stopping in between, then in a Hanami we would consider it to be the... It only passes to say that it's Dami Miserim, the Bach Teretz, that it's considered Dami Miserim, is only in a case where she's Shrefas the entire time. I'm sorry, where she's not Shrefas the entire time. Where she's not Shrefas the entire time, says the Badei Shulchan. She's not being Shrefas, even though she says she's Shrefas, but it's Shrefas and stopping, and Shrefas and starting, and Shrefas, she's starting and stopping. That's when he says, you wouldn't have to be Choshesh for the entire 3 days. But if she'd be a Shrefas the entire time, it must be like dripping the entire time straight, then in a Chanami she'd have to be Choshesh for the entire time. Because there's no Dami Miserim over there. Everything is looked at as one Riyah. Masha Inkin, according to the second Teretz, the Teretz of the Prisha, it's all telling how long it is. If it's a long, it's the same exact thing, even if you'd be dripping the entire time, if you're dripping for 3 days, we don't look at 3 days as a Shas vest. No one has a vest for 3 days. Dikur is at the beginning, and we don't look at the rest as everything else is a Dami Miserim Yitayis Fuba. And the Badei Shulchan wants to say that's how we go Allah Lamaisa, Vesla Terabanan, you go the Kula, that even in this case where she's dripping the entire time, or she's, no matter what it is, really, starting and stopping or dripping the entire time, either way, if it's going on for 3 days, then that's a Riyah Meruba, and we go Basta the Tchilas Aves, and therefore she does not have to be Choshesh except for the first time, which would be very negah to us. Most women, Bizmanenu, they see for a number of days. And they're either starting and stopping, or dripping all the time, or either way, whatever it is, we're only going to go bust the shas, the tchilas vest, because we do not look at the entire thing as one vest altogether. We look at it as the ikker is at the beginning, and the rest is not the ikker vest, and therefore riyah meruba is never considered. The entire time is not considered the vest, and therefore we only go bust the haschala. Now the Pesach Teshuvah brings down something interesting from the Chavos Das. The Pesach Teshuvah brings down this whole halacha is only by issues misalefes or shefas. She's basically dripping the entire time. However, if she mamish is paisekes, then there are cases that she's going to have to be choshesh for all 3 days. She sees for 3 days. She starts and then she stops and starts and stops and starts and stops. She has to be choshesh. However, the Pesach is my name. The Choshani speaks this out, and other Pesachim. That's dafka in a case where you know that she stopped. She did have sektara u'kadayim, she knows for sure that she stopped, which no woman generally is doing have sektara in the middle of her period to know that she stopped. Some say she has to stop for an entire day. We'll see when we get to Zayin Akim. It could be that she has to stop really from some place, can hold that anytime until she gets to the Zayin Akim, we're never going to look at it as a new Re'io. That's Bepashtus, I think, how most people go. Even if a woman starts bleeding in the middle of Zayin Akim, she doesn't look at that as a new Re'io. Bepashtus. But even the Zin of the Chavas Das, that Poiseka, she has to be Choshesh, would Pashtus only be in a case where she knows for sure that she stopped, she did a Bedika. L'meil halacha l'maisa, for a standard woman, Bizmanenu, even if she's seeing 3 or 4 days, we always go Basa V'tchilas HaVest, whenever that Tchilas HaVest is. Even if she stops and starts, day one she sees, day two she doesn't see, day three she sees, she still does not consider it as 2 different vestas. You always go bust the first arena and make sure to write it down. Sif Zayin. Imigia vesta bimei buro, mishoka rubo bimei nikasa, shim chavdal al kadosh, mishnele la vlad, afilu mesa vlad, inter chlifish samach levesta, afilu seich vesta muteres boi bediko, ve ayin lakamon seich simen kopetes. This is the halacha of Muberes, that only mishoka rubo, she does not have to be choshish for vestas. Now, Mishahoka Obra means after 3 months, Pashas 90 days. That would mean that up until 90 days, a woman has to be Chodesh for Vestas. Now, Bizmanenu, Rabbi Kiva Eger is already Ma'ur, that Nishtan Matzvayim, women are considered Misulekas Damim from the first second that they become Uberes. But Mela Lechura, already from the beginning, a woman should not have to be Chodesh for Vestas. Lamaister, Rabbi Kiva Eger is Ma'ur this, and Simon Kov Chavches, and he goes Lechumra, despite the fact that Nishtan Matzvayim, he goes Lechumra. The truth is that if you look at the Rishonim and the Achronim, they're misyachas to the fact that in the times of, it could be that the women see less at the beginning already from the time that they become pregnant, but they're not considered vadai misulakis until it's hukar ubra that the baby weighs down. It's not because they didn't know that she was mubarak. It's only because at that time the baby sort of weighs down in her, as says the Meiri, and takes her dam, and then she becomes Misulekes. Now, Bizmanenu, we not only do we know that she's Muberes beforehand, the woman could take a blood test and find out right away that she's Muberes. Generally, a woman is considered Misulekes damim the entire time, and therefore, Lechur, we should say Nishtan Ritzvayim, and she doesn't have to be Choshesh. Ramaisha Lamaisa was Mekel. He says Nishtan Ritzvayim, you don't have to be Choshesh. The Shevet Levi says, "Deloy kamesha kuntris echad me America," that you don't have to be choshish. Zecher, you still have to be choshish. So, which is really shittas b'kivei eger, that even though nishtan ritzvayim, you still have to be choshish. Now, practically, this is not so negia. Why is it not so negia? Because most women don't have a ves kavua. Most women have ves she'en kavua. Therefore, when is it negia for the woman not to be choshish? Generally, a woman is not even choshish that she's expecting until she passes by her Einus HaVest and she didn't see. When she passes by the last Einus HaVest and she doesn't see, then she's Choshesh. So she gets the day, usually she sees by day 32. She passes by day 32, she already passed by the Chodesh, Aflaga, Einu Beinonis, and she hasn't seen. But maybe she's Choshesh that she's expecting. So now, does she have to be Choshesh for Vestas or not? There's nothing to be Choshesh for anymore. Once she already didn't see this month, there is no Aflaga, there is no Chodesh, there is no nothing. The only time if she would have a vest kavua al yimei achodesh, then she'd have to be choshesh. Even if she has a vest kavua for a flog of a pashas, she doesn't have to be choshesh. Let's say she has a vest kavua, she sees every 28 days. Now she passed by the first 28 days and she didn't see. So does she have to be choshesh for day 56? Pashas, she missed it. We'll see. There's a big machlekes when you get to kofetes, kofetes, taz, shach. Big machlekes whether or not she does after the pashas. She does not have to be choshesh in such a case. Shouldn't say pashas, kofetes, choshesh. But la'alacha, she doesn't have to be choshesh once she passes by 28. Then there is no aflaga to be choshesh from anymore. It's 56. The aflaga 56, not aflaga 28. She doesn't be choshesh for anything. Where's the negev? Woman has a vest. The yemei achodesh. She saw on day dalal achodesh 3 times. So then she'd have to be choshesh for the first 3 months of pregnancy, even though she knows she's pregnant. That would be the case that she'd have to be choshesh because generally she's not going to know that she's pregnant before. Now, let's say she does know she's pregnant beforehand. She took a blood test, or she took a regular 99.5% diuk. If it comes out positive, that is. If it's negative, then it could be that it's still. When a woman takes a pregnancy test, they home one of those ones that a woman can take by herself, not a blood test. So it's supposed to be extremely accurate if it says that she's expecting. So a woman, she takes a blood test. She takes a blood test, or she takes one of these pregnancy tests at day 25. And sure enough, it comes out that she's expecting. Does she have to be choshesh or not? 99.5% accurate, l'chur, it's not a mir, a matzah, by any stretch of the imagination. She shouldn't have to be choshesh l'chur. However, many Pesim say that the first month she should be Choshish, and Bechlal, it's not so uncommon that even if a woman is expecting, she might lose it. Generally, a woman won't even know that this happens, because she'll just think she got a little bit of a longer period. She usually gets a 32, she got a 37, 35. It could very well be that an early miscarriage is just a longer period and she won't even know about it. So it could come out that she's expecting, it will say that she's expecting, even if she might, 5 days later, she might not be expecting anymore. So therefore, it's not to be seimuchon at klapi the first month. Most Pesachim do not want to be seimuchon at klapi the first month, and therefore one should certainly be cheshish. Besides the fact that there are certain women that are cheshish, that was the first question of the questions that I gave out, was, it happened not so long ago, a few months ago, that I got the question that she was expecting, and she saw on day 29, she only saw for one day, she didn't see for 4 days like she usually sees, but she saw on day 29, she got her vest, even though she was expecting, and Baruch Hashem, she had a baby since then. She didn't have a vest kavua, no, she didn't have a vest kavua. And that was Mamela of the Chashash. So that's really where the Shaila comes in. We didn't see it all because we didn't see Sifyut. Hopefully we did see Sifyut, but for those that didn't see Sifyut. The first question that we asked was, I got the question. It was right an hour before Shabbos, I got the question. It's now, tonight, is Leil Avest, 29. Last time I saw, I'm expecting for 2 months already, but last month I saw on day 29. What's the halacha? So can I go to the mikveh tonight or not? It's Leil Tfilo, Oynas Avest, I'm expecting, but I saw last month on 29. So can we say, listen here, we have a Knesset Yechezkel. They don't see Knesset Yechezkel. They don't should have seen Knesset Yechezkel. We saw that there's a neder in whether or not you can go to the mikvah on Leil Oynas Avest, the same way that by Yetzel Derech is Mutter, that the Gemara is learning, so hopefully. Maybe also by Leil Tfilah, also Leil Oynas, you can be, you go. So I thought maybe you can even start off also that she's expecting. The Maaseh of the Rav that I called, said the thing that he mentioned Klapei that was that this woman is not Mitzulek is dumb even though she's Muberes. So even if you want to be Mekel with a different woman, certainly this woman, you don't know that she is Mitzulek, yes, you cannot be Mekel with her. Mela, there are some women that are do see, therefore certainly Klapei the first round of Vestas, one should be Choshish even if they're even if they found out that they're expecting. Generally, they don't find this afterwards, and a woman doesn't have a vest kavua, therefore she doesn't have to be choshish. If she has a vest kavua, then there, and she knows vada, she took a blood test that she's expecting, then there are pesachim that are mekel, or meshes mekel, that is tasa shei l'schachem becomes negeah. It's not very common to have a vest kavua for yemei chodesh, and to be choshish for that. What about a menekes? V'huadin is also menekes, it says over here. So now what's with the menekes? Nishtan v'tvomi menekes also. It used to be that very good. It used to be that menekes wouldn't see for 24 months. Now women do see within 24 months. Now menekes is very difficult because if you ask 10 women, almost all 10 women will tell you that they're different, they have different reus than the next one with regard to menekes. Some women don't see at all any time that they're nursing. Some women see until they start giving the baby food. Don't see until they start giving the baby food. Some women see every 2 months. Some women see every month, but much less. It's very hard to know. As a matter of fact, the Shevet Levi said, most of the questions of Rei Machos Tashmish that he encountered were during the days that a woman was nursing, because they simply have no idea what to expect. Not only that, I've heard from doctors and from people that are Isaac in this, and from people Elaine that have mentioned it, that there's no raya from one child to the next child. And it could be that one child she nursed clean the entire time, and the next child she got her vest every month, or the other way around. And therefore, it's hard to know. So therefore, one should be slightly careful. Does she have to do bedik every time? She doesn't have to do bedik every time, kedem tashmish. Maybe at a time that she feels that maybe something is coming, she should certainly be careful. If she sees anything, certainly should be careful. Maybe it's kedai to be a negeve samokim beforehand. If she doesn't know where she's holding, which is always with a big day tzivayim, like we always mention, that way you're always just rather safe than sorry. The shayla is practically, is she seeing or is she not seeing? Does she have to be choshish for vestas or not? So we're going to see later on in Kuf Pei Tes that a woman that starts seeing, she has to be choshish like a vesh in a kavua. She does have to be choshish when she starts seeing. So if a woman starts seeing, then she's going to have to be choshish. Is she going to have to be choshish for inner baininess? That we'll have to see later on. That's also going to get, that's brought down in Kuf Pei Tes, so it's really not our Indian as of yet. However, The nidin is, what's the story by a woman that has a vest kavua? Can she be koiveya a vest b'shas that she's a muberes? This is really an egeya also to kufetes. Can she be koiveya a vest when she's a, or do we say no? She's misulekes damim midin. She's misulekes damim. So whatever she sees is considered a mikra, and she can't even be koiveya vestis. So we'll have to see later on that we are chayshish in kufetes. But the pashtus is that once a woman starts seeing, it could be this. Let's mention. When a woman goes to the mikvah after she gives birth, very often, very, very often, if not very, very, very often, she'll become tummy within the first week after she becomes week or two after she goes to the mikvah, because she was able to get, depending on how quickly she went to the mikvah afterwards, very often, if a woman goes to the mikvah between 5 weeks and 7 weeks, she was able to get to a zayinikim, but very often she'll see dam right afterwards. Is that considered that she started seeing vessels, or that's just the leftovers of her dam? Up until she goes to the mikvah, we presume that it's all considered leftovers from Leda. We do not consider that a vest. Even if she stopped for a week and then she started again, we do not consider that she's a vest. That's all leftovers from mikvah, from Leda. Even if she goes to the mikvah and she sees the week within a week or so, many persons will say that that's considered leftovers from the Leda. She won't have to consider that as a riyah. From the next time that she sees, a month later or 2 months later, then she's already starting to see, she's not going to have a flogah that she's left to be chayshish for, but she's still left to be chayshish for yom chayshish or Einabeninus, possibly, the Pashtus, maybe Maris, won't have to be Cheshish. And she has to be Cheshish like a vest, she would be Cheshish in such a case. That's with regard to being Cheshish once she sees. If she doesn't see at all, in a Hanami, she doesn't have to be Cheshish. And even if she had a vest Kavua before she was expecting, she does not have to be Cheshish. She's Dalal HaChodesh. When she's nursing, she does not have to be Cheshish for Dalal HaChodesh at all. That is Siv Zayin. Siv Ches, if this will end, Be'ezor Shem, Ha'yisi Nichves Be'machvo, Mifnei Pachar, Me'igiyash Asvesta, Inich Eshesh Eslai. A woman that has is in a matzav of Pachar during Eshesh Eslai, she does not have to be Choshesh for it. And the Ramah brings down, Yesh Emim Daf, Gemav HaRaves, Le'bot Kevele Gisho, Av Lechatchi Le'tzvicha B'diko. There says the Ramah, no, we do not go that she is not Choshesh B'chal, she doesn't have to be Perish. She does have to be Choshesh Lechatchi Lo, even though the Gemara is Madama, Mu'uberes to Machvoy, still they have two different halachas. Now, why is that? Why do they have two different halachas? So, there's really two different reasons. First of all, the Gemara, like the Beis Yosef points out, and the Taz points out, that it could be that she doesn't have a pachad the entire time. We don't know if she's going to have the pachad the entire time, especially if you're going to matter to be Mishamish in the middle of the Tashmish. It could be that the pachad is going to go out, she's not going to have the pachad the entire time. Mu'uberes be'etim is musulakis. Second of all, we don't always know what's the gather of the pachad. How much pachad does we know that a machva is pachad, says the main nido, Shlomo Kluger. We don't know anything else. What else is considered pachad? Not only that, the Gemara says that there's the Gemara in Dafayin Aleph says that there's two different types of. It says Vatizchal Chal Hamalko Moed by Esther Hamalko, and there's Machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean Vatizchal Chal Hamalko Moed? Vatizchal Chal Hamalko. Rav says Shapir Sanido that the pachad caused it to be peres nida. So Gemara says, so is pachad, what does pachad do? Does pachad cause a woman not to see? Does pachad woman cause a woman yes to see? The Gemara is mechalik between bahala, biasusa, and pachta. Biasusa, which is like a sudden pachad, that in Echonami calls it merafia. It loosens her and she sees right away. As opposed to pachad, some says pachad of not an immediate, she knows that the intruders are coming, the who knows is coming, she's hiding out. Then in a chanami is going to cause it to dry up. Now, to be mechalik between the two, says the Miri, is not so simple. And since we don't know exactly what's considered pachad, so it's hard to say that we're bikim in what's considered pachad, what's not considered pachad, even though there's kivego over here that says, Einu cheshashas loy, ayin magan avram. He's metayin to magan avram in Simen Gimel. Simen Gimel, in Or Chaim, it says, being oiches ba'ama umashtin, when a person is using the bathroom, we're not supposed to be oiches ba'ama. However, the Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel and Nido that if he's a person who's a matzav of pachad, then he doesn't have to be choshesh. But the Gemara, it says over there that we're not bekimin in what's considered pachad, therefore one shouldn't rely on that. It's effect of Magen Avram. How come we don't say that in Kuf Pei Dalet? We don't say we're not bekimin the pachad. The truth is, a lot of places can do say we're not bekimin the pachad. Even in the Rishonim, we didn't have the Meiri. In the Meiri, it's already mechalek that it's not so pashit, the pachad. And Memela, therefore, we're generally, if we guard the pachad, we're not going to say lechatchila. We're not going to say that she doesn't have to be perish. In a chanam, she's going to have to be perish. where is this maybe in a gap? What's going to be in a case where a woman's crossing the street and she doesn't see the car, and the car screeches to halt 1 millimeter from her? And she, mamash, pacha nervo. Does she have to be choshesh that maybe she saw? So, you think it's a joke, yeah? So, first case, my name, Rav Machlekes. And the Chutzani is his makel. But Levush Yeris, he says that maybe in a chami should be choshesh. She says it could be that if she has underwear, she could be check her begadim. That's enough. She doesn't have to do a bedikah. If she doesn't see anything, she doesn't have to be choshesh that she saw. Certainly, if she checked and she didn't see anything, then we wouldn't worry about it. Now, it's not clear exactly what happens when the pachad passes by, when the pachad finishes. What happens at the end of the oino? When she leaves the... When she has to be choshesh? When she comes out of the machmei, do we say that the pachad causes her that she's not going to see the entire month? Or no, as soon as she gets out of the matzav of pachad, then she's going to be seeing. Not exactly clear. The chura, the mashmoi says that certainly if she sees, we're scared in the middle of the day, right? The Taz says we're scared that in the middle the pachad is going to go away, she might see. It's mashmoi, as soon as the pachad goes away, there is a chash that she might see. Maybe that's only though on the Oinus HaVest. Once you pass by the Oinus HaVest, maybe not. It's not clear exactly what the chash is in such a case. What does this have to do halacha l'maisa? This has to do a lot halacha l'maisa. Just not so much machvay. The priest can say, this is the makar for what the halacha is. What's the story when a woman goes on to birth control? Does she have to be chash for vestas or not? She saw last month on 28. This month the Rav told her she should go on to birth control. Yes, that was bedafka. And the Rav told her. Either way you could take it. That sometimes you should and sometimes you shouldn't, but you have to know. So it's definitely it's question worthy. Question worthy either case. A person has to know when yes and a person has to know when not. And she goes on to birth control. Does she have to be choshesh for last month's vestas or not? So what do we say over here? Is this doime to machvay? Is this doime to muberes? Is she has to be choshesh lechatchila? She doesn't have to be choshesh. So be'etzem, it's not muberes because she's not misulekes be'etzem. She did something. It's minachut. It's sort of doime lemachvay. And besides sheni, you don't have the chash of machvay that she's maybe in the middle. She's going to be the pachas going to go out from her heart, or she's not going to. We know that she's taking the pills. The meila. Now one does have to certainly take. Make sure that if they're taking pills, obviously it depends on what birth control you have, but if it's the birth control that you're taking pills, you must be careful to take the pills at the same time every day. If you take it off, even by sometimes an hour, if you take it off certainly by a few hours, then it already could cause that the woman will start staining once it's not taken every day. Therefore, it could be like machvay. But generally, if you take the pills as they're supposed to be taken and the woman's not going to see, l'chura, this is similar to the case of machvay with his nochshash or to muberes, and she shouldn't have to be choshesh. Now, the first person that talks about this is the Radvaz. Radvaz lived at the same time as Bais Yosef, and he says the woman, there's a certain woman that take a shoyste mashke la'akav vesta yur echofyim. She pushes, be able to drink something, and it pushes off the vest by 10 or 20 days. Does she have to be choshesh b'shas ma'isa or not?
That pushes it off.
That pushes off, but I know for 10 days it pushes it off. So I took it at day. Usually I see day 28. I took it day 25. So I'm going to push it off for 10 days. Lachar, you shouldn't have to be worried for day 28. He says, in Echlam, you should be choshesh lechatchila. However, if you already did it 3 times and you mastered yourself that this works for you, then memela, you don't have to be choshesh. And that's how Rabbi Yashar went. You have to be mastered yourself that it works for you 3 times. Rabbi Berkowitz went this way, but he says only if you have a vest kavua. If you have a vest kavua, then you have to master stuff that works for you 3 times. If you have a vest sheina kavua, as long as you see that 1 time, it doesn't work for you. You're not choshesh. You're not choshesh for a vest sheina kavua. Once you see that it works for you. Now, there are other paiskim that say, no way, Shevet Levi says, it's not the same thing as the mashka of the Radvaz. The mashka of the Radvaz was some sort of potion, who knows, that they made up. I don't know. That every woman has to try for themselves. Does it work for you? Does it not work for you? We have pills that are taken by tens of millions of women, and it works for them. Then you don't have to be choshesh that it's not going to work for this woman. Now, one should know, depending on what type of pill it is. If a woman is nursing, she should take a mini pill. Then it doesn't always work for everybody. There are certain pills which are foolproof. They really are. But that certainly certain ones they can tell you beforehand that there might be problems. But the ones that generally work for most people without any issues, without any hitches, without any glitches, says the Shevet HaLevi, this is already trying on 20 million women. You don't have to be choshish that it's going to happen, and therefore, this is not a machva, a shal of machva. You don't have to be machzik yourself. You're ready, muchzik v'koyi, al pi all the other women that took it, and therefore, you do not have to be choshish for vestis on ma'isa. Even those that are machmir, certainly on Leil Tvila, Leil Chupa, their Meiko, B'tzirif the Knas Yecheskel, B'tzirif, anytime that you have pills plus Einus HaVest, Leil Tvila, Ukedema, then certainly we're not going to be Cheshish. This is also telling totally your most women that don't have a vest, Kavua, certainly after one time, L'chero, you'd be able to be Meiko. Some are not Cheshish B'chlal, some Paiskim are not Cheshish at all. Once you want the pills, you don't have to be Cheshish for the vestas that you saw at all, not even one time, since they're already hochsik. Now, it's not always so common. If a woman sees, just the practical aspect of it, a woman sees day 32, the way that the regular pills are, you're supposed to take it for 3 weeks, and then you stop for a week. You're not going to get to day 32. Now, there is a way that a woman could go back to back. She could take 3 weeks of pills, and then take another 3 weeks of pills, and then go off of them, depending on whether or not what the doctor says, and depending on. At that point, the woman has to know also that at the end of the time, it could be that the lining won't be able to hold itself because it's being pushed up for so long, and she might start leaking towards the end. That woman has to know. But very often, a woman might not get past her day b'chlal. There's two other shailas that have to be donned on when you get to taking pills, and that is really going to get to later on. But what happened, first of all, let's say you're kaveya vest ayidei pills. That's really what should happen. A woman sees takes it for 3 weeks, she gets off of it. As soon as she gets off of it, 3 days later she sees. She takes it for 3 weeks, gets off of it, 3 days later she sees. She should be kaveya for about day 28. That's give or take, because she starts a few days after that. She takes it for 21 days, she stops, gets it 3 days later, we're holding by day 24, and she starts her pills 4 days later after that. So be'erach, she should be kaveya for about 28. Is that considered a vest kavua, or is that a vest ta'inus? You did something to kaveya, and therefore you don't have to be kvitzus, you don't have to be cheshish. Or do you have to be cheshish? Kaveya sheni kavua. That we'll see in Kuf Pei Tes, if you're dying, b'ezras Hashem yisbarach. And the second thing is also, after you stop the pills, what's the story? Do you have to be cheshish that after 2 days, 3 days, that the vest is going to come? That's also similar to what we're going to see later on. B'pashas, yes, if she knows that it's going to come within the next 2 to 4 days, then up until 2 days she'll be okay, but from 2 to 4 days she would have to be perish, out precious samach the vest.